Welcome to All the F Words in My Life, where we will discuss all the things in our life that start with the letter F, like family, friends, faith, fashion, food, etc. We will be silly and serious, but always lighthearted.
Each week you'll hear from us, Lorraine and Kirsten of Misfit Culture. If you ever feel like you don't belong or really fit in, you'll always have a place with us here at Misfit Culture. Hey, Effers. This week, F is for fight. When we say fight, it could mean a lot of things. It could mean a boxing or an MMA fight, a regular physical fight between other people. It could be verbal, an argument. You could be fighting off a sickness, maybe fighting through a fear or a struggle. But in this case, today, we are using it in the sense of fighting for a cause, standing up for what's right or something that you believe in. And we are talking about racial injustice and other social injustices today on this episode. So things about human rights, education, healthcare, human trafficking, there are so many issues out there that are near and dear to our hearts. And I'm sure to all of you listening out there, there are some things that you are very passionate about. And so this episode is kind of a continuation of our episode, which was called F is for Floyd. And if you actually haven't listened to that episode yet, it's our very first episode, season one, episode one. So if you go to Anchor or Spotify or Apple or wherever you are listening to this on, just scroll all the way down to the very first episode and you can catch up on that, because there's definitely some important information that we include in that episode, and we would love for you to be able to hear it and share our thoughts about that.
Yes, it's also, yeah, especially since this is kind of a continuation to that, it just is a good reference and to be able to know what we've already discussed. You know, there has obviously been a lot of social injustice that's been happening, and it's not just been this year, it's, you know, throughout, I feel like, the beginning of time. So we just felt like talking about what other steps that we've been trying to continue to take. It's definitely a battle that you have to constantly, I feel like, relook at or self-reflect every time. And you know, when things change, you kind of have to just continue to adjust. So, you know, 2020 has been a wild and difficult year, to say the least. It's been an awakening year, a lonely year, an angry and every emotion you can think of year. You know, when we first talked about doing a podcast on social and racial injustices after what happened to George Floyd, we started to do lots of different readings, watching things, researching things, doing a lot of self-reflection and checking our hearts and actions to see, you know, where we really stood regarding all of it. I know a lot of times, especially after what happened to George Floyd, if you can remember, there was a lot of things that you would see about, like, just because you have friends of color or just because you have family that are people of color does not mean you don't have different, you know, racial prejudices. And sometimes a lot of people look at that and go, wrong. But if you really take a look, sometimes there's things that you don't even realize that you just learned and took on and never really realized those were actually different things that were prejudiced against other people. To some, you know, when we did our first episode, there was different reactions to it. A lot of people loved it and were supportive. Some might have thought we came in a little too hot. Some might think we didn't come hot enough. Honestly, it's an issue that we are all going to be fighting for a long time. Hence the quote that we posted from Margaret Thatcher, which we thought was really simple but so true. It just said, you may have to fight a battle more than once to win it, which is so true. You know, there's people throughout history that have been trying to fight for these issues for a long time. And it seemed like there had been huge progress. But because of all the recent things that have happened, we realize there might not have been real progress. And there's a lot more to do. So we want to be able to have endurance and balance in how we sort through all of these heavy issues. One scripture that I love that helps me try and stay balanced is from 1 Peter 5:8. And it says, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the accuser, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour or attack. And we will be right back after this short break. And so with that scripture, if you look at the text, it says the accuser, your enemy, prowls around like a roaring lion. And I love seeing that physically because it helps remind me that that means he is not the true lion that we believe to be, you know, God, our Lord, our Savior. And the enemy basically mimics everything, you know, that we believe God created, and he's the counterfeit. So he can try and be like the real thing and scare you and put fear into you, or, you know, deceive you into thinking certain things are the actual truth and what's real, and it's not. And so I feel like, especially with heavy issues like this, you have to really have discernment, have wisdom, and really reflect and think about what is real, what's true, what's right. With all the noise out there in social media, you really have to decipher, like, what's, you know, what's basically what's right and wrong. You know, it's really not black and white. There's lots of gray areas, and everybody's different, and you just really have to consider what the facts really are and just really try to understand people and what's going on. And like I said, just use wisdom and discernment on how you can move forward to be the positive impact, you know, not only for yourself and your own family and your circle, but, you know, for everyone else out there. So,
right. I think you definitely have to have something as your moral compass, whether you're a believer or not. If you're a believer, obviously that's going to God, that's the Word, that's the Holy Spirit. Or if you don't, then you have some sort of moral compass, and you have to have that discernment as to what your role needs to be and how you need to deal with these situations, especially in, you know, one of the things that we have been doing is having conversations with people, not just between Lolo and I, but, you know, with other friends, other family members. And it definitely has been difficult, I think, because there's, again, like Lolo said, there's lots of gray area. There are so many things that are weaved into racial injustice, which includes things like police brutality, education, housing for people. So there's lots of contributing factors into all of that. And I know that when we've had these conversations, we've tried to go in it with, first of all, being prayed up, just because we know that we don't want to react in anger. We don't want to do anything that's hurtful or hateful, but we want to do it in love, but also be understanding and go into it with the perspective of, okay, I want to understand where you're coming from. I would also like for you to hear me. And I think there's also lots of great resources from people who have put out like just guides of like, okay, if you want to talk to your family about this, like do it in this situation, using certain statements where it's like, you're not in the position where you're attacking, but again, it's just like, okay, let's hear each other out. And remembering that you may not accomplish all that you want in one conversation, right, and maybe multiple conversations that you need to have. And you might find that you can't come to terms, the same terms with whoever it is that you're talking to. And that can be very difficult, especially when it comes to family members. It's hard for everyone. When we believe in something, we can get stuck in our own ways, and it's hard for us to think outside of our own thought process. And, you know, we all think that we're right. So it's hard to acknowledge that, you know, maybe you've been wrong. But I think that's also why there's grace. And just thinking of it in this way, if I want grace for myself in some sort of situation where I have done wrong or I have believed wrong about something, and I want grace from other people to understand that, hey, I realize this is wrong. I need to change the way I think, because a lot of times the way that we think is going to affect the way that we act towards something, then I need to be able to extend that same sort of grace to other people. And that's, again, it's easier said than done. But there's lots of things that you can do to educate yourself, which we've been trying to do. Of course, there's books that you can read. There's documentaries. Of course, you have to also just think about who these people are that you're reading from. It's a lot about like context and looking into that kind of thing. There's articles, so many resources. It's just like, there's kind of like no excuse not to be able to educate yourself. Even, you know, podcasts that you can listen to. One podcast that we love is called Be the Bridge with Latosha Morrison. And we also specifically like it because there's just the foundation of being a believer. She has conversations with all sorts of people on different topics, from, you know, athletes standing up for social and racial injustice to politics. So there's so much in there. Yeah, if you haven't listened to that podcast, that's definitely a good one.
So this is a little bit off topic, but I do want to go back and clarify with the whole statement of it's not just black and white. It's not, you know, there's a lot of gray areas. Let me be clear. I'm not saying there is no black and white for, you know, the obvious things like killing is obviously wrong. That I feel like that is black and white, something like that. Or like, you know, when someone steals something or lies about something, I'm not talking about those moral things, not having any, you know, line where you know for sure it's wrong. I'm talking about the black and white of understanding other people and their experiences and why they think the way they do and why they react the way they do. And like Kiki had mentioned before, you know, sometimes things are learned and we don't know. You know, this is just something that's either been passed down or learned through experience. That's all. I just wanted to clarify that in case people were thinking we're crazy and not knowing that there is right and there is wrong. So,
but, you know, there's other things that we've been doing, like signing different petitions, supporting businesses. You know, there's lots of different ways that you can find to support people, even if it's just having a conversation and hearing someone else out. And then I think another amazing thing I heard someone say is, especially with the fact that we just mentioned, you know, people can be stuck in their ways and it's hard to unlearn, not to say that that's an excuse and that people can get a pass because of that. But at the same time, because of that, it's so important to equip people, and even specifically to equip children. We realized just in all of this, thinking about like seeing different races represented in the books that we read as a kid, the TV shows, the toys, things like that. Because I don't think you fully understand it. You might internalize it. And there have been other studies about kids who have seen other, specifically for girls and dolls, and who don't see themselves reflected in the toys that they play with. They may feel less than, or think that, oh, only these types of dolls are pretty because this is what they look like. And it's really sad that from a kid, from being that age of a child and having that type of mindset ingrained in you, just being able to, I know Lolo, you can probably speak to this. I know you've had like some conversations and things that you've done with your kids.
Yeah, it's been something else to do some self-reflection in the way that we are teaching our kids. You know, my husband and I have had lots of conversations.
You're going to say lots of kids. Because they do.
Yes, we do have lots of kids. And, you know, parenting, that's another topic as well. There's so many things you have to look at. And man, it is a tough job. And you have a huge responsibility in raising your kids so that they become great, flourishing, contributing, loving citizens in the world. And, you know, it's cool to see how even, you know, our own family like has sought out to, you know, buy like Polynesian Barbie, just for one instance, you know, for our daughter Layton. You know, she has other dolls, but, you know, like she also has dolls that, you know, have dark skin. And I love that. And she loves those dolls. And I love that she loves all the dolls. And it sounds silly, but, you know, like Kiki had touched on, you know, growing up when all I had was the blonde Barbies, and this is another topic as well, not just the blonde Barbies, but the Barbies that obviously had like the skinny waist, the big boobs, you know, these are things that we don't even realize teach and shape our children at such a young age. And they start to like criticize themselves and hate things about themselves and wonder why I don't have like that waist, or why is my hair not blonde? And yeah, I don't have blue eyes. I think my brown eyes are ill. And that's like one thing I used to say a lot too. It was like, man, I wish I had a different color eye. And I remember our uncle, our aunt, her husband would always tell us, no way, brown is a beautiful eye color. That's the best eye color. And it was just like, oh. So anyway, shout out to our uncle. You know who you are, Daddy G. Is he listening? I don't know. Reeling it back in, just having conversations with our kids and appropriate conversations with our kids regarding all the stuff that's happening. We're really just teaching them to love people. You know, first and foremost, we've had to teach them how to love their own family, because you know how kids and siblings can be. But, you know, loving other people, we're not teaching them like, hey, you need to make sure you love all sorts of colors, because we're not trying to teach them to specifically just, you know, look at things like that, because I feel like that can cause some kind of dysfunction as well. But just loving people, no matter what differences there are, and just really trying to, every time they ask questions, really pray about the way that we answer these questions. You know, like we've said many times, because we're believers, we look to the word. And it's been difficult, even just having different conversations with loved ones or people we care about in our close circle. You know, we don't all have the same beliefs across the board. You know, that's another thing that's not black and white either.
And I think that it's important that we for sure start with our local community, within our homes, within our families, because if you can't make those types of changes or have those conversations or learn new things or do something to have an impact right where you are. Mm-hmm. And you forget about where you are and try to go further than that. I don't know how well that actually works. So not saying that you don't need to go further, but I think that if you forget about what you have close to you,
yes,
it's not really going to matter because it's not going to be reflected in your personal life. So I think that another thing that we try to do is just really check any bias or any privilege. I think we've been just deeply thinking about the way things are and just having a balance of knowing like what's right, what's wrong. Just even I was listening to another podcast earlier, and this guy was talking about just the way that he dresses and how people can perceive that, oh, if a person dresses this type of way that, oh, they're a criminal or they don't have as much money. And just like the process of thinking like, why is that what we think that comes up to mind? You know, when we have cultures that dress differently, that eat different things, that talk differently, their accents are different. Just the whole idea of like, you have to look a certain way, you have to talk a certain way, you can't have this type of accent, you can't say these types of words, because otherwise you're going to look, in quotes, ghetto. Like, what is that? Where did that even come from? And so I think that it's important to like, think about those types of things. Like, that doesn't mean that. That sometimes is just, hey, this person is from this part of the country or this part of the world, so they are going to speak in that sort of way. Or people being thought of as less than or less educated because of the way that they talk or the clothes that they're wearing. It's just, I think it's also very just surfacey and shallow. And I don't know, maybe that was created as something that we felt like we needed to strive for. But I think just being transparent here that like, those are the types of things that I'm trying to question and think about and check right. myself, because when it comes down to it, it's about that person, like who they actually are, what's their character, what's their heart, how do they treat other people? You know, the thing, they have so much to offer. And I think that we often like go off of what we see and don't take the time to actually get to know people. So I guess that's something that like is an ongoing thing that I think we can all improve on and think about more.
Right. It's, you know, it's kind of like going back to the old saying, don't judge a book by its cover. And that's thrown around a lot, but do we actually do that? You know, do we actually believe that? You know, it's so cool, but it's great that you touched on little details like that, because I feel like that is a part of what we've been talking about and why it's going to take a long time to fight for what's right, because there are those little nuances of like, oh, if you see someone dressed a certain way, you think, oh, they're educated, they're well-to-do. And then versus someone else, you might think like, you know, oh, I don't know. I don't know if this person is like trustworthy or whatever. And it is very sad because honestly, like even coming from like you being a stylist, fashion stylist, and me loving fashion, I love all kinds of fashion. I love to get dressed up and be fancy, but I also love to wear some like athleisure or like hip hop type outfits, if that even makes sense. And, you know, I would have different looks to where I would probably get treated differently. You know, if I went to certain places dressed a certain way, and so that's part of it. And it's like crazy to think that there's all these little areas that you have to think about.
I think that it's crucial that we all continue to be self-aware of what we can do and what we can do to change, and not just change, but just to also be helpful and use whatever your sphere of influence is, whatever platform that you have. Everyone has a purpose in their own groups of people that you can have an influence on, and that's why you're placed in those positions for that reason, to use your voice, to use your abilities, your talents, your gifts. For example, shout out to Toby Nwigwe. He started that whole with that song. I mean, he had music out before, but I Need You To, the one about Breonna Taylor. So it's artists like that, other musical artists, even athletes. And, you know, there's that whole conversation of people and who think that people should just entertain and not have anything to say about, you know, what's going on around them. But like I just said, like, for people who have access to people and lots of people follow them, that's like why you're in that position, is to be able to share those types of things. And, you know, there was criticism about like, oh, what is not playing a basketball game going to actually do to fight injustice? But okay, yeah, maybe one missed basketball game in the grand scheme of things isn't going to do anything, but what it is going to do is show that you're standing up for something. It is going to make people notice. And so it's not the direct solution, but it's going to point you
right
in that direction, or it's going to make you think. So I think that in all of those things, it's all the little things that we can all do together to do what's right for people, so that, you know, we all as humans can have a right to life. Like, we're just talking about the basics of having a life where you can live freely, where you can have shelter, you can have food, the things, the basic necessities that you need to live and survive right. in life, the pursuit of happiness, all of those things. So I hear all we've heard, and I'm sure we've all heard of, you know, the different criticisms of that, but I fully support standing up for what you believe in. Cause if your attitude is, oh, I'm not going to do this because it's really not going to make a difference. You know, it's the same sense with people who say in voting, oh, I'm not going to vote just because I'm just one person and one vote's not going to matter. If everybody says that and a whole group says that, then that becomes a massive amount of people. And then we would all just be complacent and just sit by and let things happen and not take part of it. And we can't only do things when it makes a huge impact. We have to be able to do it in even the small situations as well.
Touching on the whole, when Kiki was talking about how, you know, they canceled one basketball game and there was an uproar of people being like, that's stupid. What does that have to do with it? Or, you know, there's one side who's like, that's stupid because they don't believe in some of the things that people are fighting for. And, you know, one interview, there was an interview where T.D. Jakes was getting interviewed on TBN, and Sean Bowles was dissecting the interview. And if you never heard of T.D. Jakes, where have you been? I don't, you know, because I don't feel like he's just the Christian realm that knows, but he basically made it so simple. And, you know, because there are some people who feel like fighting for racial injustice in certain cases is wrong, because I've heard statements like they brought it upon themselves. They're the ones that act this way. You know, they, and I'm not saying this, people, I'm just quoting. So don't get it twisted. I'm not making these crazy accusations. But you know, I've heard people say, this certain type of people, they act tough and they act hard and they do criminal acts, or they want to be gangster, or they want to be thug. They brought it on themselves. And it's like, especially if you're a believer, you know, for one, it talks about the enemy being an accuser. So he's going to accuse all these things. But I've heard where, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. And that's what the enemy likes to do, is to accuse both sides, to start a fire. But also what we believe is, the word says that we're supposed to love. And if God is love, and you in these certain situations find yourself being angry because you think fighting for human rights is wrong, that is not showing love. That's anti-love, and that's anti-Christ. And I just was like, drop the mic. That was so simple, but so true in all of it, in the big scheme of things. We are fighting for people to have their right to live, like Kiki touched on. It doesn't matter, like, you know, what mistakes they have made, because we all will make tons of mistakes, whether it's something on a big scale where legally, you know, you would get thrown in jail for this, or if it's something where, like, you know, a child is lying to their parents all the time. You know, it may sound really harsh and like, whoa, you're being extreme, but that's basically it. That's what it is. Like, if you can't see and love these people and realize that they have a right to their life, then what are we doing?
That's right. I mean, like I had said, this isn't just about racial injustice. This is about all sorts of injustice. And in the end, it's all about, like, I think ultimately it's all about trying to do what's right and what's best for people or for the environment, because we care about our life. And so, you know, there maybe we're not going to talk about all of the issues on here because that would just be too long. And maybe there's, again, somewhere that we need to table, but find those things that are on your heart that you are passionate about. Mm-hmm. You know, figure out what you do believe in. Obviously, don't pick something that's morally wrong. And to also just touch on this with the fact that, like Lola was saying, you know, maybe there is something that is done wrong, and people, there are consequences to things, especially if it's a criminal act. So we're not saying like, oh, like just love and forgive and
yes,
like that's it. It's not like a blanket covering. It's about like, okay, this person has done wrong or made a mistake, but like, what can we do to help restore this person back into society or restore them back to health so that they can be a better person? And, you know, people might, I think we're very much like hopeful people, and we want to believe the best in people. And this is like, oh, this is ideal situation in a perfect society, in a perfect world. And we get it. We know that nothing is ever going to be perfect, but I don't think that should stop us from letting that be the first thing that we go to, which is, okay, yes, something wrong happened, but now what can we do to make it right and to help that person to get back on their feet, in some cases, if that applies. So again, in all this, you know, fighting for what we believe in, fighting for what is right, there's lots of gray area as far as, obviously not between like life or death, but in other situations. And so we know that in all of this, we aren't going to fully agree with each other, which is okay. That's the point. We're not all going to be the same. We all have our own minds and our own free will. We think that the important thing is that we hear each other out, that we try to understand one another. Open yourself up to see a different perspective, to try and understand where the other person or the other situation and have some compassion. You know, there was also lots of talk where people are like, oh, cancel culture, like, oh, you believe this, you do this, oh, you're canceled, I'm gonna stop following you, I'm gonna stop buying from you. And in a sense, just like bullying that person. And not to say that, you know, if people do something wrong, that that's okay. Right. You obviously that needs to be fixed. But like, especially for us as believers, like Jesus sees us, and obviously we've all done wrong and we don't deserve his mercy, his love. We don't deserve the salvation that we receive that's freely given to us, but he doesn't just like cancel us and then is like, okay, I'm done with you. Let's go on to this road of like restoration. Like there's redemption again. And this kind of goes back to our episode where we talked about forgiveness and how, you know, if someone's going to keep messing up, are obviously you're not just going to like open yourself up and just keep letting yourself get hurt or letting that person get away with doing something wrong. But if we're talking about someone who really wants to actually change and they can actually be teachable and you can walk them through it, give them a chance.
Give them a chance. Yeah. I mean, you know, like Kiki said, obviously if there's things that are wrong, there needs to be correction and there's, you know, has to be reform, but that's not going to come about from just being like, you're canceled, you're voted off the island, you're excommunicated out of my life, things like that. And, you know, like, again, we can't force these things upon people. Everyone is going to have a different view. If that's what you choose to do, that's what you choose to do. But just saying, it's probably not going to help bring about any change, which is what we're really striving for, not to just X people out and only have, you know, 4 people left on the island.
One thing that has been on my heart, a theme that has been just on my mind and in my heart lately, is the fact that, again, I'm addressing those of you who are believers, but I think it still applies in a way to anybody who doesn't. But it says in scripture that the world will know that we love and follow Jesus, so that the world would know that we're his disciples by the way that we love each other. And, you know, when you think about love, like, what does that mean? I really love, and this is like across different scriptures and also just in different definitions, but it's about preferring one another. You know, when you think about, we're all selfish and we have our own wants and our own needs and our own desires and things that we think, but if you are putting someone else before you, I mean, that takes a lot. And it's not something that you see all the time. It's not very popular thing to do, is to prefer someone else. But and just the fact of, I also read it as loving deeply. Like, you can't just be like, oh yeah, I love you, but it's like, no, but like, love them deeply. Another way that it was portrayed is devoted to tenderly loving. Like, okay, if I'm devoted, like I'm dedicated, I'm giving my all unto this, into tenderly loving that person. Another thing that I thought was just like such an amazing way of putting it is to outdo one another in showing honor. So it's like, oh, you're going to honor me? No, I'm going to honor you. I'm going to do this. No, I'm going to top that.
Top that. It's, you know, like we've said before, it's a very unpopular thing to believe and to do. And it's hard to do, and hard to do consistently. Fighting with love doesn't always mean just warm fuzzies and affection. It also means speaking truth and sometimes being firm. again, we have said a lot in this episode, and there's probably, not probably, there is always going to be much more to discuss on this topic, because like we said, this is something we're going to have to keep fighting for a long time. But we hope we inspire you to love more and also to really dig deep into what's going on around you and reflect on how you can make a positive impact in your world.
All right, all you effers, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you like what you heard, please subscribe and share it with a friend who needs a laugh. You can follow us on Instagram at All The F Words In My Life and individually at Low Times 2 and at Kiki_Antonio. Thank you so much for listening and connecting with us. If you ever feel like you don't belong or really fit in, you'll always have a place with us here at Misfit Culture. Be sure to join us for our next episode of All The F Words In My Life.